We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
On the Buffalo Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. This is Buffs Prime Time with Tad Boyle and J.R. Payne. Brought to you by Coors Light, Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly. And by Pepsi. That's what I like.
Look out below. He elevates and slams with two hands.
Here is your host, the voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson.
Well, we missed you last week, but we had a Monday game, and the week away did very well for the Colorado Buffaloes. Tad Boyle and the Buffs went 3-0 over that course of time, and for this program here today, we're going to be talking about, in fact, four wins over the Bay Area schools. The men and women both sweep. The women knock off number one Stanford, and we just found out here a couple of hours ago that the men and women also swept the weekly awards in the Pac-12. Both the men's and women's player of the week and the freshman of the week, McKinley and Jabari Walker on the men's side, and on the women's side, Maya Hollingshead and Frida Foreman. So all we do is win around here at the University
of
Colorado.
I'll tell you what, huh? What a week for Colorado basketball. I mean, I was so happy for JR and her staff yesterday, and you know, I wasn't able to be at the game, but followed it, and then saw the fun locker room afterwards. I saw her on the way in this morning, and I said, it's kind of fun to wake up after those, isn't it?
No doubt about it.
Big grin on her face. Yeah. And I think that goes into what we call the quality win category.
That's got to be a quadrant one win, isn't
yes,
it?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Basketball. You know,
absolutely.
Yeah, so we got that going on. McKinley becomes the leading assist, all-time leading assist man.
That's right.
Jay Humphreys earlier in the week. So a lot going on. But I know you feel real good about what your team did over the last few days since the last time we were on the program.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I mean, I forget, you kind of go day to day this time of year. You know,
right.
This is kind of the grind of the season. The dog days of February are on the horizon. But man, when you have a week like this, and we very rarely, as you know, Mark, ever play three games in a week. I mean, I don't think it's been done in conference play, certainly since I've been here.
Right.
But to have the Utah game changed after we lost the Oregon State game, and then to have this Cal Stanford game was sweep was really good. So yeah, you look backwards and you think, yeah, that was a good week.
Not bad. Win on the road, which you guys had not done for quite some time in Utah.
No, exactly. Yeah, we got a couple of monkeys off our back there. I mean, because we've played well enough to win there, but we just haven't done it. And it's a quality win because they beat Stanford as well. Utah's getting better and better, and this league is, you know, like any conference in America, the only way you separate yourself is to get those road wins.
Right.
I mean, you have to hold serve at home and sneak a couple on the road, and we've got two road wins now, and here we go into the Northwest, hoping to get the third.
So the Buffaloes get the 65-58 win at Utah. Then they follow that up with a victory over Cal, 89-60. The Buffs were up by as many as 30 in that one. And then the game over Stanford on Saturday, 77-64. We've talked it to death, but first time here on Buffs primetime before. McKinley Wright becoming the all-time assist leader. I mean, such an impressive deal with him. The numbers he's putting up. And Tim, what impresses me, you talk about growth in a guy. You've seen him get better every single year. His assist-to-turnover ratio right now, it's about 3-1.
Yeah, it's fantastic, and that's in the elite category, Mark.
Right.
You get that 3-4-1, you're elite. 2-1, you're a good point guard, and less than that, you've got work to do. So he's just playing with such unselfishness, such confidence, such poise. And he's just locked in every time he steps on the floor. He's practicing great. That's the thing you appreciate about guys like McKinley is not only they bring on game night, they bring in practice every day. I mean, today he's out there talking and getting his guys going. And, man, when you have a leader like that as a coach, you just I don't want to say you take your hands off the wheel.
Sure.
But, you definitely give the keys to him. And this is his team. There's no doubt about it. And I would put Evan in that category as well. Jeriah Horn has shown great leadership. Maddox Daniels, Deshaun Schwartz. Our senior class, Dallas Walton's going to be back now, which is good to see. So our senior class is really special.
You know, years ago, former Buffs coach Jeff Bozdelic, who, of course, spent so much time in the NBA, and I were talking, and he was talking about in the NBA, he said, what's different about that, a lot of times you get a great leader. You know, when he was in Miami down there, they had Alonzo Mourning, for example.
Yep.
And you get a guy like that, and remember Jeff's just saying, you kind of just stay out of his way in terms of kind of dealing with the team.
Absolutely.
When you've got a Josh Scott, a McKinley Wright, You do kind of pull back a little bit?
A little bit, absolutely. Yeah. You let their voice be heard because their voice is going to be listened. I'm not saying they won't listen to me because our guys do, but McKinley's heard my voice for 4 years. He can finish my sentences for me.
I bet he can.
You know, he really can. So you don't want them to tune you out, and so sometimes you just have to say, okay. And even give McKinley messages that you want to go to the team that are coming from him. You know, so you kind of he's your mouthpiece, so to speak. And when you have a guy that you trust and you believe in, and the players trust and believe in, it's nice to be able to do that. You can't do that with every team,
right?
Unfortunately, but this team, we can.
I was going to say, you love all your guys that have come through your program, but I think we got talking about this. Might have been the Cal game when Scott and I got talking about it. You've had a couple of those special guys that come through here.
Yep.
Josh was one of those guys.
Yeah, he certainly was.
Where I know you'd call him in and chat with him about different things about the team. What do you think about this?
Yep.
You know, where we can eat on the road.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And McKinley's kind of fallen into that category, hasn't
he? Yeah, he really has. He really has. And he's got ownership 100%. And I remember that's the most gratifying thing. I think you mentioned the other night, maybe it was after the game, but, you know, the great thing about my job and your job, and really the great thing about being a fan of college basketball is you get to watch these kids come in as freshmen. Yep. You know, you see them physically grow, you see them mentally grow, academically they grow, they grow socially, the maturity, that you see it right before your eyes. And then 4 years later, you got a guy like McKinley Wright who's ready to be successful at the next level, and he will be. There's no doubt in my mind.
They by that time, they're growing men.
Absolutely. Right? You see the maturation from young men to grown men. And you look, the world is still out there, and the real world. Look, college basketball, although it helps prepare you for the real world, it is not the real world.
Right.
And that's another, you know, message that I think it's important that we relate to our guys is like, you know, when you get out there, you're not going to have coaches, you know, texting you, hey, how you doing? You're not going to have director of operations texting you about the menu. What do you want for dinner tomorrow night? Or text that order. And, right. That stuff's gone now.
Yeah.
You know, you got to fend for yourself. But hopefully we're preparing them to do that. And the one thing about college athletics is it prepares you from a competitive standpoint for the real world, which is awful competitive, as you know.
You know, Tad and I were chatting the other day in the office, I think, before or after we taped the pregame. And I think I said to you, I said, boy, about McKinley and how he ended up here. And you said, I never saw him play.
I know.
Right? Yeah, I mean, he was on his way to Dayton. They had a coaching change. He opens up his recruitment again.
Yep.
You're on vacation. And next thing you know, you got a point guard you've never seen play. And he turns out to be one of the great players in college history. I mean, he could have been a mess and might have been gone after a year. But, you got the best of both worlds here.
I should have figured out a better story than that, where it was great evaluation. And I was dissecting film at night.
Found the diamond in the rough.
Yeah, exactly. the old golf adage, I'd rather be lucky than good.
That's right.
Applies there. But I will say this, credit goes to our staff. Because I remember, going back to that story, I had a short weekend, or a long weekend, I should say, a Friday through Sunday kind of planned with a good friend of mine down in Mexico, and it was a quick flight. And before I left, we had a recruiting meeting, and I said, okay, here's our list of 7 point guards. We had some transfers on there, some JUCO guys, and the bottom of that list was this McKinley Wright, signed at Dayton, but Archie Miller just got in the Indiana job. I said, you guys make the phone calls. I'll be back on Sunday. Call me. I'll make some phone calls from where I'm at based on your initial phone calls. And I remember Coach Rome called and said, McKinley Wright from Minnesota's really got – he's interested. And I said, is he interested or just saying that? He says, no, he wants you to call him. So I called him from Mexico. And I remember saying, now, if you're legitimately serious about Colorado, I'll be on a plane tomorrow morning back to Denver, and I'll be in Minneapolis early afternoon. And he says, Coach, I'm serious. And I'm like, damn, I got to cut my vacation short.
You'd make that trade any time, though, right?
Any day of the week. Any day of the week. I would do it again in a heartbeat. But and I was in Minneapolis at, about 3 or 4 in the afternoon, visited with his family and his coaches. And he visited a week or two later and committed. And so, it's just – that's what's crazy about the world. I mean, you just never know what's around the corner, what's going to happen. And that's what's crazy about recruiting. I mean, you could recruit a guy for 3 years and not get him, and then you can recruit a guy for 3 weeks and get him, and he turns out to be one of the all-time greats.
Yeah, phenomenal. Yeah, sometimes you'd rather be lucky than good.
Yeah, and McKinley and I have talked about this. I think it was a win for us, obviously. It was a win for him.
Yes.
I mean, to get to a program like this and where we needed a point guard, and he stepped in right away. And I remember Dom Collier was a senior when McKinley was a freshman, and he and Dom were very, very good, close friends off the court. McKinley really handled that situation very well. Dom handled that situation very well. They played together in the backcourt at times. But I just can't say enough about the young man.
We had him on television for the show that's going to air this week on Wednesday and Thursday on Altitude, the Pac-12 Network, and he made that comment as well. He said, best decision I ever made was coming here. Yeah. And so he certainly feels the same way, and he's turned out to be one of the great ones, and right now has led the Buffaloes. By the way, the rankings came out earlier today. Still, I don't know what's going on in the AP. It's the darn media guys, Ted. They don't know what they're talking about.
I'm going to take the fifth.
I was going to say, I said it, you didn't. They're ranked 20.
I'll second it, though, Mike.
Yeah, I bet you will. Just outside the top 25 at number 27, number 23 in the coaches' poll. And am I right with that, Troy? Number 23? 23 in the coaches' poll, and number 7 in the net rankings. As they get set to head out on the road, they're going to take on Washington on Wednesday, Washington State in Pullman on Saturday. Buffaloes are 11-3, 5-2 in Pac-12 conference play. Still to come on the program, we're going to talk with J.R. Payne. We've got Keyshawn Bartholomew is going to join us, the redshirt freshman for the Colorado Buffaloes. But up next, more with Tad Boyle after this. We'll start talking about some of those games to get ready for the second matchup, but the first conference game against Washington coming up on Wednesday. This is Buffs Prime Time, presented by Avery Brewing Company, and this is Colorado Basketball from Learfield IMG College.
Hey, Buffs fans, Mark Johnson here. With multiple hospital, urgent care, and specialty clinic locations across Colorado, UC Health celebrates Buffs fans as they live an extraordinary life. UC Health, the official healthcare partner of the University of Colorado.
And now, a moment of chill from Coors Light. Coors Light, Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill after the short but cold beer run from hot tub to cabin. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
I am a nurse.
A firefighter.
A college student.
A mother. And I am an American soldier. I will always be ready.
For every storm.
And disaster that threatens my community.
I will always be there to protect my neighbors.
My family.
And my country.
We are the Army National Guard.
We are the Army National Guard.
We are the Army National Guard.
Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service.
First National Bank is proud to be an official bank of CU Athletics and the exclusive provider of the CU Visa Debit Card. Find out how you can take the game with you with a CU Visa Debit Card free with any First National Bank checking account. Visit any branch or fnbo.com/buffs to get the ball rolling on your free CU Visa Debit Card today. First National Bank, an official bank of CU Athletics.
At Safeway, being part of the communities we serve has always been at the core of who we are. As a proud sponsor of the University of Colorado Buffaloes, we're committed to the players and the fans. And today, we're here for you now more than ever, offering safe, contactless grocery pickup with Drive Up and Go. Order online, and we'll have your groceries ready whenever you are. So all you have to do is drive up and go. Download the Safeway delivery and pickup app today.
Hey, Buffs fans. Voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson here for UPS. Your customers want more from your business. You've got to make more happen. Whether they're in Boulder or on the other side of the world, globally or locally, UPS is building solutions to help businesses give their customers exactly what they want. More. Made easy. UPS, official logistics company of Colorado Athletics.
Dear Winter, we're not scared of you, because almost nothing can stand in the way of a new 2021 Toyota. When you say, stay home under a blanket, we come out to play. People say you're ice cold, but our lineup at Toyota.com is red hot. See you in the snow, Toyota. Right now, get $1,000 cash back on a new 2021 Tacoma.
Cash back from Toyota Motor Sales USA, Inc. varies by region. See dealer for details. Offer ends February 1st, 2021.
Your Front Range Toyota stores are proud official partners of CU Athletics.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Directors Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Hey, Buffs fans, Mark Johnson here. With multiple hospital, urgent care, and specialty clinic locations across Colorado, UC Health celebrates Buffs fans as they live an extraordinary life. UC Health, the official healthcare partner of the University of Colorado.
Back once again on Buffs Prime Time here on the Colorado Basketball Network. I'm Voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson. Head coach Tad Boyle with us. One more segment. Colorado 10 and make it 11-3 on the season. 5-2 in Pac-12 conference play. And there's kind of a group that's kind of separated itself. There's four teams sitting up there top. Right now, UCLA, the only undefeated team. But the team you've got on Wednesday just about beat them the other night.
They did. I'm telling you, yeah. That's why, you know, conference play, you look at Washington at the bottom, and they haven't won yet. But there's UCLA at the top, and they haven't lost yet. And, you know, there's 50 seconds to go in that game, and it's a one-possession game.
Right.
So it could have gone either way. And Washington actually had the ball with, you know, a chance to tie it. And didn't do it. UCLA squeaked it out. But UCLA's won, you know, every close game they've been a part of.
They've
been a part of a lot,
including
of close,
ours.
Including ours, yeah. Yeah, exactly. And Utah, it was a one possession game. And so you can't take anything for granted. And I think, and again, Mark, you know, we talk about McKinley, we talk about the veteran group that we have. I think our guys understand that. Again, I don't expect our freshmen to, but they got to take the cues from the vets. And, you know, today's practice was a good example. I mean, our guys were dialed in today. It wasn't like, okay, let's just go through the motions here. They were, we, and this time of year, you don't practice long. but you can really tell with your team in their attention to detail, their concentration level, whether they're dialed in or not. And I felt really good about today's practice, and hopefully we can have another one tomorrow as we prepare for the Huskies. And then, you know, then we have 2 days. I'm glad this is a Wednesday-Saturday trip. Normally, you'd rather go Thursday-Saturday, but not having played Washington State yet, it's nice to have that 2 days of prep time on the back end of the Washington game. So we're not even thinking about the Cougars right now, but it's nice to know we're going to have 2 days to do that.
It was nice to see for both the Cal and really in large part the Stanford game as well. You got a lot of the young guys in. You got Tristan DeSilva in. You got Luke O'Brien in.
Yeah.
Dominic Clifford got some time.
Absolutely. Because those guys, I'm telling you, I looked out on the floor at the end of the game.
How about that?
And it was all five freshmen.
Yep.
And, you know, that you saw the glimpse of the future. Not completely, but certainly 2 years from now. That's the future of Colorado basketball. But even next year, those guys are all going to have increased roles, and you want to get them as much time as you can when you can. And but I also encourage those guys, Dominique and Luke, and even Tristan to a certain degree. You know, with Dallas coming back now, Tristan, rather than playing on the front line for us, might be more of a perimeter sub for us.
Okay.
So it adds to our depth. But he's gotten some time, and so now you bring Dallas back, and now Tristan's got a little bit more, you know, experience under his belt, and you feel much more comfortable putting him out there.
There is, as a coach, there's got to be a little bit of a balancing act, because you watch those guys, and you see the potential, you see what they can do. You know, and then somebody will drive kind of recklessly into a lane and turn the ball over. And so you see the youth on top of it. So from your perspective, I'd imagine you kind of balance that a little bit. How do you handle that when you get to the film the next day?
Well, you understand their hearts are beating and they're wanting to play well. So I don't worry about it so much about the mistakes they're making in the games.
Uh-huh.
It's that they learn from that and say, okay, look, next time you're in, next time you get that opportunity, let's, you know, play a little bit more under control or whatever the case may be. The one thing that is really hard to get through to young players is they have to approach practice like it's a game.
Okay.
And that's easy to say as a coach. It's easy to say, you know, from my standpoint, but because from their standpoint, it's not the same. But if they mentally can prepare for practice, and, you know, I know you're going to talk to Keyshawn next, you know, that was the challenge for him last year as a redshirt. This year, we don't have any redshirts because of the COVID situation and the NCAA rule. But, you know, if they can approach practice like a game mentally, they're going to improve on a quicker pace. And if they just kind of go through the motions in practice and don't learn from their mistakes, you know, then they have to do it from the game standpoint. But I love our freshmen. I love every one of them. I think the future of this program is bright, especially given the fact that we got the four guys that we signed in November coming in next year.
Sure.
You know, behind them. We'll lose some experience next year. There's no doubt about that. But that freshman group is gonna have to have different roles next year as we transition into the next phase.
A coach years ago said to me when I asked about freshmen, he said, apples all ripen at different rates.
That's a great point. Yeah, absolutely.
And so you get some guys that are coming along. The one guy that is on the quick learning curve right now is the freshman of the week in the Pac-12, and that's your guy Jabari Walker,
who's
really coming along quickly.
He is coming along quickly. And again, you know, they ripen different, you know, because, again, you've got physical development.
Mm-hmm.
You've got mental development. You've got feel development. You've got, you know, all kinds of different developments. But Jabari is, again, he's not afraid of anything. And he has instincts that, as a coach, you can't teach.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you have to try to help refine them. You know, today was a great example in practice. You know, he was a little late on a rotation, and he tried to go up and block a shot. And it would have been a foul in a game, you know, and Jabari knew it. He knew it right away. I said, Jabari, what, you know, just go vertical, make that guy score over you. But if you go vertical inside the charge circle, it's not a foul. Yeah. But if you try to block that shot, it is a foul. And like those are things like 3 weeks ago or a month ago or 2 months ago, he would have looked at me like I had three heads and like, no. But now that he's experienced that in the games and he knows what foul trouble's like and he knows what, you know, is a foul and isn't a foul, he recognizes that. And I always say, you know, the most important thing about playing basketball when you make mistakes is the first thing is recognize the mistake.
Sure.
And then you got to learn from it. And then you got to move on from it. And he's doing a much better job of that. I think all of our freshmen are from that standpoint.
Like Coach Barnett used to say, fast it and fix it, right?
I like that.
Fast it and fix it.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay,
Coach Barnett, he's that Missouri country boy. I don't have those kind of lines, you know, like Coach Barnett.
Well,
it is a good one, though. Yeah, I like it. I give him credit for that.
Columbia's not nearly as refined as Lawrence is.
Or Greeley.
Or Greeley. Right, that's exactly right. Fast it and fix it. Hey, give us a quick comment or two on Washington. I mean, we saw them already once. You took them on in Las Vegas, the Far West Classic. Handled them there. But, boy, Ted, you look at that roster. It's a good-looking roster.
I'm telling you, I said this, you know, about Cal, and I'll say the same thing about Washington. They're better than their record. I mean, you look at their pieces to the puzzle. They've got good players. They've got great length and great size. UCLA, they gave them everything they wanted. I always say this is like a wounded animal at the side of the road. You better be careful because you reach down to try to help it or, you know, baby it along and it'll bite you and can take your arm off. So we've got to be dialed in and ready to go because the Washington is – and teams are different at home than they are on the road.
Question.
Without it. So these guys are at home, and it's the only time we get a chance to play them in conference play this year. So I'm glad we had that game in Vegas. It, just from the standpoint, our guys, I think, know their personnel a little bit. And I think our players respect the Washington players. And we just can't – you know, just like when you're in a game, you can't play the scoreboard. Mm-hmm. If you're up 20 or down 20, you can't play the score. You play the possession. And we got to play this game.
Quante Green is obviously a marquee talent out there, McDonald's
Absolutely.
All-American. Riley Sorn gave you guys all sorts of fits last time. He's a 7'4" guy.
Yeah, and he played 24, 25 minutes against UCLA. So he played more and has been playing more. He's a guy, when he catches it at the rim, it's over. He's 7'4". He's long. He's skilled. He's got good hands. We did a really poor job, I thought, in Vegas of helping up the lane. It's something in practice we've talked about we're working on is not helping off of him. When Quade Green is penetrating or Pryor is penetrating, our bigs can't help up and try to take those guys away because they just dump it off to him and he dunks it.
Right.
So we got to stay a little closer to him and make those guards make tough shots in the lane over our length and over our hands. And then crack down and help box him out because he is 7'4". If he gets a rebound by the rim, he's going up and dunking it. So he's a good player, a very unusual player.
Right.
You don't see a lot of guys like that are 7'4" and you know that skilled and can really finish. So he's a handful.
Yeah, he's 255, 260 pounds.
He's not a guy. He's not a guy that they throw it to him on the block and he goes to work though.
No,
he's scoring off other people's stuff, offensive rebounds and dribble penetration. We got to play a little smarter this time around.
So the point I guess would be, from a post defender standpoint, the work's done before the ball gets there with him.
Absolutely,
right?
Yeah, and don't help up and leave him. Make the guards make the tough shots in the lane. Because guess what? Those shots are two-point shots. And, you know, Quade Green is a little guy and Pryor's a little. You can't give him layups, but we got to contest at the rim. But we can't contest 8 feet out, let them dump off for a dunk because he's not going to miss any dunks.
You mentioned we're going to have Keyshawn Bartholomew up here in just a moment. Year number two, so he had his learning season as a redshirt. Tell me what you're seeing from Keyshawn.
Great growth. You know, he's competing. He's I think the biggest thing, you know, we've really tried to hammer home with Keyshawn is just play with unbelievable energy and effort. That's the one thing, you know, again, watching McKinley Wright, what makes him so special is his competitiveness on every possession, whether we have the ball, whether it's we don't have the ball and we're on defense. He's gotten a lot better getting through screens. He's really, really talented in pick and rolls. Keyshawn's got a good feel for ball screens on the offensive end. He makes really good reads. He's a good shooter. You know, we want him to be aggressive offensively because he can score the ball, but he can also set other guys up. And so when he and McKinley are in there together, it gives you two point guards. It's really not – McKinley really likes playing with him because it gets him off the ball a little bit, and Keyshawn can find him. And, you know, McKinley's a guy that finds other guys. Well, it's nice to have somebody else out there who's finding you, and Keyshawn does that. But he can also score the ball. And we, as you know, we want our point guards to be scoring threats first, and then but we also want them to be distributors and passers, and he's got that ability.
He's got great ball speed when he's got the ball.
Oh, boy. He's got different gears.
Yeah.
And in the open floor, you know, we always want to push the ball on makes or misses, Mark. And so, again, one thing, again, we want him to be a great defensive rebounder. He gets a defensive rebound. He doesn't need to outlet the ball. He can bring it.
Sure.
And when he's in the open floor and he puts the next gets in the next gear, he's got different gears.
Yes, he does.
You know, I was a player who had one gear, and it was it was slow. And so it's nice to coach guys like Keyshawn who have different gears. And, and slow is one of them, but they can go two or three above.
I was going to say there's a few more after that one that you and I didn't have. Well, fantastic.
I wasn't going to throw you in there, but I was going to take the bullet on that.
I don't even pretend anymore, right? Don't even pretend anymore. Coach, good luck this week.
All right, thanks, Mark.
All right, Tad Boyle on Wednesday night. The Buffaloes will take on the Washington Huskies in Seattle. Scott and I hit the air at 6:30 with the Buffs warm-up, then a tip-off between the Buffs and UW at 7 o'clock. We'll go ahead and take a timeout here on Buffs Prime Time, presented by Avery Brewing Company, the aforementioned Keyshawn Bartholomew. Going to join us next. This is Colorado Basketball from Learfield IMG College.
Out here, we charge into the heartland with Mountain Dew. Out here, there's no rush hour, just the rush of flying wide open on glassy water at 5 a.m. with your first dew in hand. And there's no spin class, just bright green spinner bait that ironically matches your second do. Out here, we don't just play big buck hunt, we hunt actual big bucks. And out here, the best road is off-road, and the color of your truck is mud. Out here, it's do.
How do you become America's best-selling brand? Let's break it down. Innovative tech means smarter and safer driving. Intelligent all-wheel drive will keep you ready for anything. And built Ford Tough trucks will always get the job done. Plus, come into your local Ford store today and get super low APR financing, big cash back, and great lease offers on Ford's full line of cars, trucks, and SUVs. That's Ford, and that's how you become America's best-selling brand. Sales claim based on calendar year sales.
What makes a home a dream home? Is it how many bedrooms or bathrooms? Is it an open kitchen plan, or is it vaulted ceilings? It's all of the above and none of the above, because a dream home has no dimensions. It's as unique as you are. At First Bank, we know to find the perfect home, you need a mortgage that's just right for you. So whether your dream home has one bedroom or five, we can help make your dream home a reality. Visit efirstbank.com/mortgage. Call or visit a branch to speak to one of our local loan officers. First Bank, banking for good. NMLS 458768, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hey, Buffs fans. This is Mark Johnson here at Hazel's Beverage World. Did you know that Hazel's has the friendliest staff and the largest selection of beer, wine, and spirits in Boulder? Hazel's is locally owned and operated and conveniently located at 28th and Pearl in Boulder. Remember, Hazel's is the official pre- and post-game headquarters of the Buffs.
Be you old at Hazel's Beverage World. Before or after the game.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residence of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Robert De Niro's a grandpa you don't want to mess with. Rent the War with Grandpa, now available at Redbox. When a widowed grandpa comes to visit, he takes over his grandson Peter's prized possession, his bedroom. Peter launches a campaign of pranks he thinks will help him win his room back. But Grandpa proves to be much sharper than the prankster Peter. And soon, all-out war ensues. Watch The War with Grandpa, starring Robert De Niro and Christopher Walken. And make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
Back on Buffs Prime Time here on the Colorado Basketball Network. I'm voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson, Colorado. 11-3 in the season, 5-2 in Pac-12 conference play. Buffs will play at the Huskies coming up on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Buffaloes number 7 in the nation in the net. That's the NCAA evaluation tool. Still just outside the top 25, which is head-scratching. And number 23 in the coaches' poll. Keyshawn Bartholomew, the redshirt freshman for the Buffaloes, joining us here for a few minutes. How are you?
Good. Thank you for having me.
He warned me before he went on. He said, I've never done this before. Well, this is easy. You and I have had conversations before. Just all we got to do is talk.
Yeah.
First thing we got to talk about when Tad walks out here, he says, "Well, don't." He goes, "Maybe we should talk about your funny accent." What was he referring to? Being from Montreal?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in Montreal. French is my first language, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
When did you learn to speak English, or was it as you were growing up, you kind of learned to speak both?
Yeah, I was taught English maybe like in the first grade, so I was just, it was my second language, and I've been speaking English for maybe the rest of my life. So
all of your family members, when you go home, it's entirely French for the most part?
Yeah. French and Creole, because my parents are from Haiti, so English, I really speak English back home, so it's really French and Creole.
I've talked with some of our guys who have gone through the various programs here in the past who, you know, come from maybe different countries, and it's not their native tongue. Do you ever, maybe trash talk in French or Korean?
Never that. If I have to talk trash, it'd be in English.
Okay. Yeah. Remind CU fans how you ended up here.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of an interesting story.
Yeah.
You were going to wait until this would have been your freshman year, correct?
Yes, this would have been my freshman year, but I decided to graduate early and then come to CU as a freshman in 2019 and redshirted the whole year, and it was a great learning year for me last year.
Was that something that did Tad and the staff here come to you and say, hey, would you like to reclassify?
We definitely had those conversations because I wanted to go to college early and get my feet wet. And that was a great way to do it. Just practice with the guys last year was great. And here I am now.
You don't have to help me out. I've never been to Montreal.
Okay.
I grew up north. I'm an old hockey guy. So growing up where I did, when you think of Canada, you think of hockey, right?
Yes.
Obviously.
100%.
So, number one, did you ever play hockey when you were a young man?
No.
No, you stayed away from that.
Yes.
What's the level of basketball like in Montreal? Pretty high?
I think it's underrated, to be honest. I think definitely one of the best cities in Canada for basketball.
Yeah.
This year it's been kind of tough with COVID, so I haven't had a chance to see my boys play, but the competition level there is elite.
Okay.
Elite.
And Montreal's a beautiful city.
Yes, yes.
It's almost got kind of a European feel to it, from what I understand.
Yeah. You should definitely go there. It's great. I mean, yeah.
Had you spent much time in the States prior to coming down here?
I was in the States in ninth grade, actually.
Okay.
And then I went back to Toronto for prep school for about 3 years, and then
Toronto's a great city, too.
Yeah, great city, home of the Toronto Raptors, and it's a great city. I don't know if it's better than Montreal, but it's pretty good.
Listen, we don't want to start a Canadian controversy here, so we won't say that, but why Colorado? What was it about the University of Colorado and Boulder that drew you here?
The guards, man. They've had great guards that have come out of here. When you speak about Spencer Dinwiddie, McKinley, Alec Burks, those guys, they've been great for this program, and I felt like I could be one of those next guys that come in and do my thing.
What do you think you've learned? Now, the freshmen this year don't have the same advantage of having a redshirt season, the way things have turned out, obviously. What did you learn about yourself and about your game last year where you're sitting and watching?
Probably the pace of the game and just the physicality was just great to see firsthand, like on the bench and stuff. It was great. And now I get to play a little bit and see it and get a feel for things. And it's been good.
That had to be a great learning curve for you. Last year, you got to go up against McKinley every game. Here's one of the top point guards in the country. And you get to test yourself against him and help him test himself, I would think, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's not only one of the best point guards in that country, but one of the best players in the country as well. And it's been great. And I've been able to learn and just pick his brain a little bit every day, and it's been great.
What do you think you've learned the most from him?
Just the little things. Like, he plays hard, man. Like, he goes out there and he gives it his all.
He never backs down, does he?
Never. Yeah. He could be the smallest guy on the court. You wouldn't even feel that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And you see with him, and I, you know, having been here, watched him over the course of, you know, he came in, was a very good player, but as he grew, his preparation got better.
Yes.
Is that the big difference? You know, you think, go back to your high school experience or prep school experience. You know, a lot of times you kind of rely upon your physical abilities, don't you?
Just talent,
Here you have to think about it. You got to study. You got to know the scouting report.
Yes, you got to study film and do all of that. And one of the things I noticed too is when I get on the court for pregame stuff, like I would get here like early, and I would see him get a workout in before, and I'm like, damn, he's here already. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's the type of guy he is, and testament to him.
Well, late in the game, so Tad mentioned this just a few minutes ago, late in the game against Stanford, I look out there, and it struck me. I see Jabari, I see Luke, I see Tristan, I see Neek out there, and then you. So there's five freshmen on the court out there.
Yes.
And as Tad mentioned, that was kind of the future of Colorado basketball with all you young players being out there. There's a little bit of talent out there amongst you guys, huh?
Yes. I mean, when you speak of Jabari, he won the Freshman of the Week just last week.
Right.
So you could just tell, like, we have a lot of freshmen that can play and the future is looking bright for us.
What kind of do you come from an athletic family? Do you have a lot of brothers and sisters?
No, I have a little sister. Shout out to her.
Okay, all right.
She's about to turn 15 in June.
And, is she an athlete too?
Nah, she's like, she draws and stuff. Like,
artist? Okay.
Yeah, artist. Uh-huh. Yeah, she does like a lot of painting and stuff. And yeah, she's doing her own thing. My parents weren't really like athletic. They're really small.
Okay, really?
Yeah. Wow. I'm lucky I got to 6'1", 6'2". So.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
As I like to say, I was taller than my family, too. I won the genetic milkshake, right?
Yeah,
For some reason, it just came out that way.
Oh, yeah, I definitely won that by a mile, for sure, for sure.
What other sports did you play when you were a young man?
I did cross country.
Did you?
That's where my speed basically comes from.
Okay.
I did a lot of, like, track and field and stuff, that range.
You got good footwork. Did you ever play soccer?
No.
You did not?
No. I wish I did, though.
Yeah.
I wish I did, though.
It's amazing how many guys, when you look at players that come from either overseas or a different country, where soccer is an enormous sport,
yeah.
How many guys with great footwork played soccer?
A great example could be Joel Embiid.
There you go.
Was a soccer player, and his footwork is as good. Hakeem Olajuwon, like, you see a lot of African dudes. Like,
Oh, yeah. Hakeem, nobody's ever had better footwork than Hakeem Olajuwon, huh?
No.
Are you a basketball, historian, you know? I mean, that's a name to pull out for a guy your age.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not a basketball historian, but I just watch basketball on television, and they usually name those guys, and I just pick out on that type of stuff.
Who's the guy you love to watch right now?
Right now? Like in the NBA?
Yeah.
Oh, man, Steph Curry is definitely my favorite player.
Right.
He's crazy,
ridiculous.
Man. You don't have to be 6'9" or 6'8" to be great in the NBA anymore. You know what I mean?
He's changed the game, hasn't
he? Oh, yeah, yeah. So you see in AAU games and stuff, like in the warm-ups, first thing the kids do is just pick up a ball and shoot threes. And it's like, you gotta get to the form shooting and stuff. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But that's the type of impact he's had in the league, and he's great.
What do you like about this roster? Is this a close roster?
Yeah.
Is it a really bonded group?
Yes, this is one of the closest rosters I've been on, like any team, any level. It's a great group, man. Nobody hates each other. It's just we love each other, man. We hang out around each other.
And I don't know that you have to be a close team all the time, but
it helps.
Exactly.
I mean, it doesn't hurt.
When you're spending that much time with each other, you know, you're on planes, you're in hotels together, it's good that everyone is on the same page, isn't it?
It helps, yeah, it helps, man. It's chemistry, you know what I mean? Off the court and then on the court, we just understand each other way better.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it doesn't hurt, man.
Give us a quick thought about you guys got a great opportunity.
Yes.
I mean, you guys are 11-3, you're 5-2.
Yes.
There's like four teams that kind of separate themselves. The Buffs are competing for this championship.
I think the biggest thing for us is just not to look ahead and just to focus game by game and just win every game possible that's there, because you never know when you could be shut down. You know what I mean? Yeah. So Washington, if you get the chance to play, we play. You know what I mean? That's the biggest thing for us, is not look ahead, just focus on the next game.
You know, you've only been here a year, and you're already saying things that sound like they should be coming out of Tad Boyle's mouth. It's amazing how that happens, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, keep up the good work. Congratulations.
Thank you, man.
And let's get a win on Wednesday.
All right. Yes, sir, man.
And it's your first time. You did a fantastic job.
Yes, sir.
Come back anytime. That's Keyshawn Bartholomew. He and the Buffaloes on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. He'll take on the Huskies in Seattle. We'll take a timeout. J.R. Payne and the CU women just knocked off the number one team in the land. She's going to join us next. This is Colorado Basketball from Learfield IMG College.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
How do you become America's best-selling brand? Let's break it down. Innovative tech means smarter and safer driving. Intelligent all-wheel drive will keep you ready for anything. And built Ford Tough trucks will always get the job done. Plus, come into your local Ford store today and get super low APR financing, big cash back, and great lease offers on Ford's full line of cars, trucks, and SUVs. That's Ford, and that's how you become America's best-selling brand. Sales claim based on calendar year sales.
At Elevations Credit Union, we're big in a local way, and local in a big way. What do we mean?
When you bank at Elevations, you'll find the sophisticated financial products, services, and technology you need, and the investment and community you deserve. We're not too big, we're not too small, and it's easy to become an Elevations member. Banking. It has a sweet spot, and we're it. Elevations Credit Union. It matters where you bank. Insured by NCUA.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Out here, we charge into the heartland with Mountain Dew. Out here, there's no rush hour, just the rush of flying wide open on glassy water at 5 a.m. with your first dew in hand. And there's no spin class, just bright green spinnerbait that ironically matches your second dew. Out here, we don't just play big buck hunt, we hunt actual big bucks. And out here, the best road is off-road, and the color of your truck is mud. Out here, it's dew.
Hey, Buffs fans, voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson here for UPS. Your customers want more from your business. You've got to make more happen, whether they're in Boulder or on the other side of the world, globally or locally. UPS is building solutions to help businesses give their customers exactly what they want. More. Made easy. UPS, official logistics company of Colorado Athletics.
Robert De Niro's a grandpa you don't want to mess with. Rent the War with Grandpa, now available at Redbox. When a widowed grandpa comes to visit, he takes over his grandson Peter's prized possession, his bedroom. Peter launches a campaign of pranks he thinks will help him win his room back. But Grandpa proves to be much sharper than the prankster Peter. And soon, all-out war ensues. Watch The War with Grandpa, starring Robert De Niro and Christopher Walken. And make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
Well, it's time to talk women's basketball here on Buffs Primetime. Voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson, J.R. Payne is here. They had a pretty good weekend, too, I think. And everyone forgot the fact you rolled over Cal on Friday, and everyone's talking about the big victory by five as the Buffs knocked off number one Stanford here at the event center. And just like on the men's side, we talked about the women swept the weekly awards.
Yeah.
First time, by the way, that one school has swept all four of those awards.
Incredible.
How about that?
I knew it was our first time. I didn't know it was the whole conference first time. There you go.
You got Maya Hollingshed getting the Player of the Week, Frida Ford. Freshman of the Week. And we taped television earlier today for the Buffalo Stampede, which airs on Altitude and the Pac-12 Network earlier today. And I said, JR's always got a great smile, but that hasn't left her face now since 3:30 yesterday afternoon, right?
It's been ear to ear since that buzzer sounded, that's for sure.
Great stuff yesterday. Now, you stood here 24 hours later, and you look back. I know you had a film session this morning.
Yeah.
Tell me when you looked at that film. What did you see? What struck out to you?
Oh, there's just so many great things. It's funny, I was sitting by Tayana Jones while we were watching film, and you know, it was play after play, and she kept saying, oh, that was essential, like that play was so important,
right?
Then the next play, oh, that one was so important. And so we were, you know, just a lot of great things. But the thing that I love most about the victory was seeing our upperclassmen, Maya and Peanut in particular. Yeah. They just took a hold of their team and made sure that we were focused, dialed in, and did everything we needed to do.
I sent you early this morning, so I was kind of watching the score and really not paying direct attention to the game. game, and as the game wore on, I'm like, well, I better turn this on and see what's going on here. And I think a lot of people did that. What struck me, Coach, was your team looked like they believed in that game. It was really, I mean, what was going on between the ears on top of what they're doing physically?
Yeah, I think, you know, honestly, I think last year's losses to Stanford and the way that they happened hurt so bad. I mean, you sure. can't know how much that hurts, you know, until you've been in that situation to have a heave from the half court cost you that game. And you know, Maya mentioned after the game that it's been circled on her calendar, you know, since then. So I think a lot of it was just a true desire to have another chance at Stanford. You know, we're always happy and confident with our matchup against Stanford. We like that matchup. But as far as what people were thinking, I think we were just really dialed in. You know, every coach wants their team to be just laser-like focused, and we were. You know, there weren't a lot of mental errors in the game yesterday.
The Buffs last year in those two losses that Coach is talking about was a combined 11 points, I think, in the two losses. One of them went to overtime, and so we're right in the middle of those ball games and just couldn't get over the hump. Maya Hollingshead, what do you want to say about her? I mean, 32 points. She had a double-double in that ball game.
I mean, what's not to say? You know, I mean, the points and the rebounds and the steals, all of that is, you know, it kind of speaks for itself. Again, what I love most was, you know, like, for example, in warm-ups, I looked down and she brought them all in and she was talking to him. This isn't a good enough warm-up. We need to pick it up, you know. And that's what you want out of your veterans. And they have so much respect and love for her that they all nod their heads going, yeah, you're right, let's go. And so she really led this team last night.
There are players that when they get here have to learn to play this level. That we were just talking with Tad about McKinley. When he got here, he knew he was going to play. Frieda Foreman, I mean, to hit that three like she did, hit a foul shot or two down the stretch. That's just some pretty heady stuff for a first year player.
Yeah, and you know, Frieda's not your typical freshman only because she's played in so many big games, you know, in Europe. She's, you know, from the minute she could hold a ball, she's been dribbling a ball, you know, because her parents played. And so she's not your typical freshman. She's very confident. She's totally fearless, you know. Even when she was overseas and we were recruiting her, I remember I've never had a player ask me for three full conference games, you know, as we were trying to woo her.
For her to watch.
Oh, yeah. She wanted to know, what are you guys about? How have you progressed, you know, in your time at Colorado? What style? And so she's been watching Stanford. She knows, you know, she knows them more than a typical freshman from Denmark.
I was going to say, that's fantastic. But really, you think about it. We mentioned you got Frieda. Jalen Sherrod made a couple of big plays. She had a big steal down the stretch. Paint made some. I mean, there was a lot of different plays out there, to echo what you were saying a while ago, that were instrumental, made by different players on this roster.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a ton of different players and plays that you could look at and say, this was the most important play. No, you go a minute late. No, that was the most important play. And just everyone, again, everybody was dialed in, you know, and ready to do whatever they could do to help us.
What was the coolest message you got after that?
Oh, God, I had so many. You know what's interesting? I got messages from players from every school I've ever coached, from parents at various schools. I got messages from three recruits that we recruited and never got. You know, never even coached them, just, you know, but maintained relationship with. You know, Kelly Graves at Oregon was my first phone call when the game was over. I said, when he picked up, I said, can you believe it? And he said, heck yeah, I believe it. And so, yeah, just really, really neat.
Awesome. I saw the Nuggets coach, Coach Malone, sent a message out on social media. Coach, congratulations. I know the way this works in this business, you're enjoying it right now, but your mind's already thinking Arizona State.
Right? I've been upstairs watching Arizona State all evening. We'll be ready.
That's a Friday game, 3:30, by the way. The Buffs will be down in Tempe. That's J.R. Payne. What a victory for the Buffaloes, knocking off number one Stanford. So the women down at Arizona. The men, they're up in Washington this weekend. This has been Buffs Prime Time. Thank you for joining us. I'm Voice of Buffs, Mark Johnson. This is Colorado Basketball from Learfield, IMG College.
Hey, Buffs fans. Mark Johnson here. With multiple hospital, urgent care, and specialty clinic locations across Colorado, UC Health celebrates Buffs fans as they live an extraordinary life. UC Health, the official healthcare partner of the University of Colorado. Hey, Buffs fans. This is Mark Johnson here at Hazel's Beverage World. Did you know that Hazel's has the friendliest staff and the largest selection of beer, wine, and spirits in Boulder? Hazel's is locally owned and operated and conveniently located at 28th and Pearl in Boulder. Remember, Hazel's is the official pre- and post-game headquarters of the Buffs.
Be you all at Hazel's Beverage World before or after the game.
Hey, Buff fans. Visit Larry H. Miller Toyota Boulder for employee pricing. You pay what the employees pay, only at Boulder Toyota. We offer 2 years, no-cost maintenance with every new Toyota purchase or lease. Take advantage of our low upfront pricing on all pre-owned vehicles in every make and every model. Visit BoulderToyota.com for more information. Come visit us off Pearl and 48th, right off of Foothills Parkway, or online anytime at BoulderToyota.com. Go Buffs!
First National Bank is proud to be an official bank of CU Athletics and the exclusive provider of the CU Visa Debit Card. Find out how you can take the game with you with a CU Visa Debit Card free with any First National Bank checking account. Visit any branch or fnbo.com/buffs to get the ball rolling on your free CU Visa Debit Card today. First National Bank, an official bank of CU Athletics.
At Safeway, being part of the communities we serve has always been at the core of who we are. As a proud sponsor of the University of Colorado Buffaloes, we're committed to the players and the fans. And today, we're here for you now more than ever, offering safe, contactless grocery pickup with Drive Up and Go. Order online, and we'll have your groceries ready whenever you are. So all you have to do is drive up and go. Download the Safeway delivery and pickup app today.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I must give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Hey, Buffs fans, Mark Johnson here. With multiple hospital, urgent care, and specialty clinic locations across Colorado, UC Health celebrates Buffs fans as they live an extraordinary life. UC Health, the official healthcare partner of the University of Colorado.
You've been listening to Buffs Primetime with Tad Boyle and J.R. Payne. Brought to you by Coors Light, Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly. And by Pepsi, that's what I like. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Buffalo Sports Network.